So I hope that we still keep fresh in our memories the celebration and the beautiful time of Christmas. And still we keep in our minds the message of Christmas, the message that tells us that God, the Son of God, became a man. He took on human nature, and he lived in human body to save us from our sins. Through that human body that he had accepted, that in that human body he lived, he suffered, he glorified God. And at the same time, in that human body that he had received, that he had took on, he revealed the true face of God. He revealed the true God, his beauty, his goodness, his glory, his truthfulness, his might, his power, his plan for each one of us. He revealed the infinite, merciful love. And all of that took place, happened in and through human body. So with this, God confirmed sacredness of human body. He confirmed and he revealed the meaning of human body. And it is what also Paul, in the second reading today, tells us when he exhorts people living in Corinth, a big city, let's say like New York. It was a harbor. It was a very important city in the Roman Empire, Corinth. But also there was so much immorality in that city. So Paul was exhorting the Christians who were immoral, and they changed their life, they became Christians, the followers of Jesus. He reminded that their bodies that they had was also meant to live out the new meaning of our life revealed by Jesus Christ. So Jesus, St. Paul says, don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ? Your bodies are members of Christ. In the second baptism and confirmation, it is not only our soul that is anointed by the Holy Spirit, transformed, but also it is our body that is anointed. The whole person is anointed, body and soul, spiritual soul and material body is anointed, consecrated to God. And as Paul says in the same passage in today's second reading, we become the temple of God. So we are no longer, if we can say so, ordinary people, but we are the dwelling place of God, the temple of God. So this is why, for example, at funeral, we incense the coffin just to again remind ourselves that human body is a sacred, and we show such a high respect because that's the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why also in the same reading today, St. Paul again exhorts the Corinthians, but also today he exhorts us live in such a way in your body that God will be glorified. So glorify God in your bodies. How are we to do it? How are we to glorify God in our bodies? The best way to know it is just to look at Jesus, to reflect on his life. Just before his passion, during the Last Supper, Jesus prayed to the Father. St. John recorded that prayer in the chapter 17 of his Gospel. And Jesus prayed in front of his apostles, "Father, I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do." We glorify God by doing his will, but again, we do his will in our bodies. There's no other way we can do it. All that we do, the way we live, it is always through and in and in our body. Our body is that sign, or we can say also that sacrament that makes visible what is invisible, that makes visible our soul, our interior, but also makes visible the true image and likeness of God in us that has been renewed, restored through baptism, through that consecration to God. So we glorify God in our bodies when we employ our bodies in doing the will of God, when we strive to be holy women, holy wives, holy mothers, when we strive to become holy men, holy husbands, holy fathers, when we strive to be holy men, holy priests, holy bishops. Whatever we do in our lives, we glorify God when we fulfill, finish his will, and his will for us to become saint in whatever circumstances we live, whether single or married, whether young or old, sick or healthy. All the circumstances, they are secondary. But God wants us to become saint. That is his will. And only then God will be truly glorified in us. So this is why St. Paul, again in the same passage, in today's second reading, he exhorts the Corinthians, the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, flee the sexual immorality. The translation we have in today's, in the lectionary that we heard proclaimed today is avoid immorality. But the literal translation from the Greek is flee, run away from porneia, from sexual immorality. Run away. Why? A few lines before that, it is not included in today's reading, but if you go to the Bible, to that chapter 6 of the first letter to the Corinthians, you will find these words of Paul. Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, sodomites, homosexuals, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, robbers, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. This is why we have to flee immorality by living, fulfilling the will of God in our lives. And then the true image of God and likeness will be truly reflected in us. We will be truly what we are meant to be, children of God, the imitation of Jesus Christ, who lived in human body, who glorified God in good times and bad, even on the cross, when he was dying, in his passion, when the body was suffering of Jesus, he was also glorifying the Father to the very end of his life. It is what God wants us to be. It is how he wants us to live our lives and to be truly his disciples. And so, my dear brethren, let us bring that news, that good news about human body that is good, that human body is good, to those who are so much confused today over a human body. Many people just ask themselves, human body, is it a curse or is it a blessing? There are people who are very happy about their bodies, who feel at home with their bodies. But there are some who suffer because of their bodies. They suffer because they feel that their bodies, there is too much or too little. So there are some who suffer from starvation. They don't eat because they feel that they are too big in their bodies. And there are some who eat too much, and they both suffer. There are some who think, they feel that some of the parts of their bodies are too big or too small, and they are so unhappy, so they undergo the plastic surgeries. There are again some other people who are unhappy about their bodies. There are men who want to have a woman's body, and there are women who want to have men's body. And again, they are unhappy and confused. And there's again others who abuse, exploit human bodies. That's why we have this human trafficking, sex trade, sex industry, pornography. Because people don't understand the meaning and the purpose of human body. But also those who are happy about their bodies, also they how often misuse their bodies. They use the bodies to attract others, not to glorify God. They use the bodies for their selfish purpose. And they idolize the human body. But then later on they become disappointed where the body is getting old, is no longer fresh and tender and youthful. They become dissatisfied. So there is so much confusion, so much also suffering because of human body, because of lack of acceptance. So who will bring to them the good news that God gave us the body? It's the blessing, so that the body will be the sign, the sacrament of his image and likeness, of his goodness, his beauty, the sign of the redemption, that we can be truly live the life of Jesus Christ, like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, for example. It's amazing, this little woman, very small, and towards of her life, her skin was so wrinkled, but at the same time she was so beautiful because of how she lived her life. Or John Paul II, with Parkinson, bent, immobile, on a wheelchair, with saliva running his cheek, or his face, because of Parkinson. He didn't look attractive, but still, he was able to bring about 2 million people, young people, who came to him to listen to him because they saw this beauty that shone through his weak, suffering body, that wisdom, the beauty of God, the power of his love. Who will bring that good news to those our brothers and sisters who are today so much confused? And they live this immoral life, and they lose their lives. But then we can say, but Father, me too. I have problems with my body. I also experience some addictions to that or to other sin. So how can I bring the good news? You can, because that's the purpose of our coming here to Holy Mass. Jesus became and remained present with us. And he tells us, don't despair. I'm your Savior. Come to me with your addiction, with your weaknesses, and let me heal you. Let me redeem you, save you from your whatever it is, this addiction, overeating, pornography, adultery, whatever it is, homosexuality. Let me save you. And then, even more, you will be this instrument that brings the good news to those who are confused, to those who live in immorality, and who cannot reflect that likeness and image of God. Let us pray, my dear brethren, for the grace to realize that meaning and purpose of our bodies. Let us ask for the grace to live out the meaning of our bodies in our daily lives and to glorify God as Jesus did, as all the saints did. And as we receive today the Holy Eucharist, the body of Christ in the Holy Communion, even more we can ask, Jesus, you have given me your body, so I give you my body. Sanctify it, so I can glorify God in my body. Let us turn to Our Lady and ask her for that grace. Let us ask our Mother to teach us how to glorify God in our bodies. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.